Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I am Sasha.
I am Kirsten.
And this is Mess Magnet.
We're back, baby.
Woohoo! It feels like it's been 17 years. So
literally.
I am so excited to be here.
And yet, here we are 2 weeks in a row, early in the week.
I know. Who are we? Okay. And we even were like, should we record? We're a little tired. But look at us, guys. We did it.
We did it. You can't look at us, though, because this video will never see the light of day.
I know.
I'm on the struggle bus. I just want to say that up front in case anyone's like, Kirsten seems weird, because I am weird. Deal with it.
Well, that's just us. We were born this way.
So true. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
But
it's fine. I've been traveling. I literally just got off the plane 2 hours ago. But look at us.
I can't believe it. When you said, oh, I just landed, can we delay a little bit? I was like, oh, it's never happening today. Like, it's over.
No, look at me.
I'm so proud of you.
Anyway, but enough about us. All right. Before we get started, because we have like indifferent things to talk about this time. I think that's the best way I can talk about it. But, you know, make sure you're leaving us a 5-star review. How did y'all feel about Mess on the Scene? Was that cool? Let us know.
Yes. Tell us your thoughts and tell us your thoughts about this episode as well. Mm-hmm. We love to hear your feedback, but we are only able to perceive it if it's left with a 5-star rating review. We also hit 500 Twitter followers.
Yeah.
I feel like for like a podcast, that's pretty good.
I know. That's what we need. Oh, and then that's what we should talk about, because we've completely forgotten. Overarching, what are we doing for all these 500s? But I do think a few people did respond to us saying we should do a live recording. So I think we should go like live on YouTube for the Mess.
I think that would be really fun. We do a live video podcast on the RHAP YouTube. It might be a struggle to get it in while Survivor's on. So we might have to, you know, push it.
It's possible.
To the summer, but we'll do it when we can do it. We'll figure out a time that works and we'll make it happen.
Yeah. What's going on currently on the nothing? Nothing is live right now.
Yes. So we could do a 10 p.m. Eastern podcast.
I would love, for it to be like a little bit after dark type vibes, right?
I do feel that for us. That's fair.
Yeah, so I think that's our vibe.
Okay, well, mark it down for our 500 reviews, for our 500 Twitter followers. We're going to do a live YouTube podcast. And once we know when it is, we will let everybody know when it's going to be. We'll advertise.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll I think we'll do at least like 1 week's worth of hey, it's coming.
Yeah. We'll give notice as soon as we know so that people will tune in and be there live. Because what would be more sad than we do a live podcast and we're alone and no one's in the chat?
We will immediately shut it down.
No more mess magnets because Kirsten can't handle the embarrassment, you know?
Apparently we pay for listeners because ain't no way.
I don't want that situation to happen. So,
yeah. So let us know, maybe in our 5-star reviews or on Twitter or, you know, maybe even in the Facebook group. It doesn't matter. Just let us know. Is this a weekend thing? You know, I don't know. I want it to be a fun hangout.
Yes.
For an hour. So
and maybe we'll do something else special too. Who knows?
Yes. We shall figure it out.
Surprise. Mm-hmm. So, yes, please leave us 5-star ratings and reviews. Let us know what type of day or time is good for live mess magnets. Because we've only done it once on Instagram Live, never on YouTube.
Yeah, and that was disastrous.
No, that was so fun.
In the best way. Yeah, I mean, and I can't stop laughing at it.
Yeah, 100%. But should we get into the mess, Sasha?
Yes, let's do it. First, you sent this to me and I couldn't believe it. Okay.
So I sent this to you because it popped up on my page and I was like, I don't understand what we're talking about here, but I know Sasha will know and she can explain it to me.
And I did know. Granted, I didn't know all the intricacies because there are a little bit. So let's get into it. Yes. Of course, I'm talking about the Anjali and Sufi breakup. You might have seen them. You might have seen their faces. If not, maybe you don't know their names, but I remember seeing a lot of posts of who the F are they? I don't understand what's going on. Anyway, Anjali and Sufi are two South Asian. Anjali's Indian, Sufi is Pakistani, and they're both in a queer relationship. And listen, maybe for the people out there in your community, this normal. For mine, it is not. Okay. And I'm honestly even trying to think how many queer they see friends I have, and I don't know that I have any that I talk to regularly, which is crazy to think about. And I don't know the right word, discourse.
There are so many layers to that as well why it's less prevalent or why people are not out, those kinds of things. Right. But and I feel that's what I've seen this couple before.
Yes.
I had seen pictures of them, but I didn't really know the content. And honestly, even knowing that one is from India and one's from Pakistan, I'm like, oh, juicy, you know?
I guess, listen, if you know, you know. Shout out to the Brits, all right? but it's not even that Sufi is Pakistani. She's Pakistani Muslim. And then Anjali is Hindu and Indian, right? So there's layers to this.
There's a lot of differences to unpack.
Yeah. Because, again, being interfaith, they be making Bollywood movies about that, right? Veer Zara, it's a whole thing. We know. Shah Rukh Khan waited 70 years to see his girl because he was stuck in a Pakistani prison. It's the thing. There's been movies. But the fact that they are queer, oh, my God, it is amazing. So their pictures from New York go viral in 2019 or 2020. They go viral, and again they're two women dressed in South Asian clothing, so you've seen, I feel like, I swear to God, almost everyone has seen these pictures. And they're on a carousel, that's the one that went famous. So the pitch, I think they went viral around 20 Yeah, 2018, something like that. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So they've been together for a long time. They got together, like I said, in July 2018. And how their love story started is Anjali DM'd Sophie one day and was like, you know, let's talk about your experience as a queer South Asian woman. And of course, Sophie agreed. Eventually, they met in New York, where Sophie lived at the time. Again, this is so normal. This is actually currently a quest, not for queer, but what I am on, trying to find South Asian women doing like liberation wellness work. So this speaks to me really a lot.
Well, and so if anyone's listening and they're a South Asian woman doing liberation work, DM Sasha.
Yes. If you're like DEI social justice person and South Asian, please DM me. All three of us need to find each other.
Not all three of us. And and the other thing too is, so they met on Tumblr.
Yes.
Like years before they ever actually dated. Like they had like a friendship online. Mm-hmm. And I feel like just the Tumblr aspect of it is so important, because if you know what's going on Tumblr in like the 2010s, I feel like it makes a lot more make sense as well.
Yeah, 100%. So they go viral in 2019. Is when like that photo shoot goes viral, and that is their 1 year anniversary shoot. So, and again, it's like very much like what we as like Desi girls are used. Sorry, Desi is South Asian. Girls are like used to, right? Like where these like, oh, we both like met, we bonded on Bollywood, and you know all these like over the top love and blah blah blah, right? So they get really excited. Anyway, long story short, they get engaged. Eventually, and they're about to get married in 2024. All right. And they're influencers. If folks are like, well, what are they? They're influencers.
And like a year ago, they went viral again for someone being like, oh my God, like, look at this couple. This is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They've just like literally, and again, their pictures are so stunning, so simple. Like their outfits aren't crazy. Although they do wear Papa Don't Preach from time to time. The girlies that know, know. Some of these outfits are worth upwards of $2,000.
My God.
Yeah. Listen, one day I'm gonna buy it. I just need to justify it, which I can't right now.
I feel like you're getting close.
No, I mean, I can afford it, but I
Like, yeah, you're getting close to justifying it.
To wear it too.
Somebody broke, Sasha.
No. I just mean like I'm talking to myself about that. As in, like,
okay, girl, fair enough. Sasha needs to discuss with Sasha before it can happen. I get it.
Be dumb. Okay. And they literally just posted. Yeah. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to wear outfit of my dreams. It's my dream.
Oh my God.
Anyway, one of my friends in India is a model for them. So
next. And she can't get you like clothes?
Yeah, it's interesting. They actually are genderqueer. So you know what? Next time I'm gonna go to India, I'm gonna slide in some DMs just like on tweet.
Honestly, as you should.
Get I'm clothes. Just like on their Instagram, and just Anjali and Sufi just live a great life, okay? Until they didn't, everyone, because this is what Carson sent me. Because at first I'm like, who the hell are these people? I never knew their names. And then I was like, oh my God, it's them. So I just need to set the scene for everyone, okay? Because this is the first thing I noticed. They both post about four paragraphs worth of text, but Anjali's is on white background, with black text. And Sophie's is black background with white text. Now, why is that important, you ask me? Well, Anjali, whose comments are on, by the way, and Sophie's are off, says, you know, thank you. We're, you know, so happy to, you know, it's giving breakup post, right? First line. I have been blessed to spend 5+ years together. Okay, great. They're breaking up. Fine. Shucks. Well, not only are they breaking up, because in third paragraph, it says this may come as a shock. But our journey is now shifting. We have decided to call off our wedding and end our relationship due to infidelity committed by Sophie.
Was not me.
No, that is nuts to me. Because, I mean, Anjali's a queen. That's my point. Because Anjali said, couldn't be me.
like quite literally could not be her.
Yep.
And she said, that's fine. I'll leave the comments on.
Yeah.
Drag her.
And meanwhile, Sophie is a two paragraph. Sorry, not four. I mean, it's just same amount of words. Yeah. And it goes on a long time. But anyway, Sophie straight up gives us the tea and said, I made an unrecognizable mistake of betrayal by cheating on her a few weeks before our wedding.
What? Okay. But I think it's so weird to say, what do you mean unrecognizable?
Yeah, I'm assuming
like you've become unrecognizable.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And everything else is like basic, right? Like I'm owning up to it, blah, blah, blah. And I mean, asking for forgiveness, all good, but I couldn't believe it. I was like, this is crazy that y'all as influencers are posting this and just straight up putting your full business out there like that.
Like, that's too much information to know about strangers. But also, thank you, because I'm nosy.
Oh, all her comments are off.
I think it's like an account thing. Or is that something you could do just on a post? I thought it was an account setting.
I thought you could do it per post, but maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. The thing is, when you have this many followers, if you just turn it off on the one post, people will just go to your next post and be like, how dare you cheat on her?
Yep, that's it. Oh, it's just so crazy. Oh my God. So then I was like, okay, maybe that's it, right? Like this couple that went viral all these years ago are now, you know, broken up and one person cheated. No. There's more, because then I started, because they have a YouTube channel together. No. So I like did a little bit of a deep dive. Deep dive for most people, shallow for me.
Like a medium dive.
Yeah, me, thank you. Where basically it turns out that Anjali and her family have like kind of not adopted, but like taken Sophie and her little sister in because when Sophie came out, and I did, I listened to Sophie's full coming out video, but I don't care to go into details go check that out. But anyway, Sophie shared that, you know, being a Muslim and, you know, just being part of her identity, this is Sophie's words, that, you know, her family and especially her mom, like wasn't having it. That's it. And they just kind of like, which again, I feel like this is so similar to my family, where my family was like, great, you're dating someone not Jewish, but like you will marry a Jew, right? Kind of deal. So it's just, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible, but I understand it. Anyway, so it's like a whole thing. She's even had issues with her family in Pakistan and they're just going back and forth, back and forth. She doesn't have a real good relationship, I'll just say that, with her family. And it turns out that Anjali and her family, right, have accepted. And there's videos with Anjali's mom talking with both of them and being like, here's how you accept your queer child, blah, blah, blah. And Anjali's also like done a lot of work where she like learned Urdu for Sophie, which if Anjali knew Hindi, like maybe it's not that far of a leap. But anyway. I'm not trying to...
You're like, let me minimize this.
Yeah, sorry. That's not what I meant.
I mean, you're not... Sorry, I'm teasing. Like, we watched 90 Day Fiancé, and it's like, how many of the couples just, like, can't communicate because neither partner is, like, willing to put in the time or effort to learn even, like, a few words of their partner's language, right? So I feel like it just means extra after seeing so many shitty couples to hear, like, oh, my God, they learned another language.
Correct. And I just hope this is how I see this. But like, again, I don't mean this in an offensive way. I mean this in the Britishers really did a number on us way, because to me, Urdu is like the more sophisticated, polished, went to like the best art school, like cousin of Hindi. If that makes sense.
That's a good context to give for those of us
that don't know. Yeah. It's not like she was German and learned, you know, I don't know, Hindi or Urdu. So the point is, it's closer. than what people will think. That's why I'm giving this context. Anyway, but then like folks were also like, she learned to cook Pakistani food. Again, part of Punjab was part of Punjab. Like some dishes are similar. Some. Mm-hmm. And anyway, but then what I did see on Anjali's also Instagram is like she was hosting like Eid and stuff like that for Sufi. And not just for Sufi, but you know, for their culture.
Yeah.
Their like community and them coming together basically.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Yeah. So that's why I'm like, yee, to do all that.
That's the thing. You date someone. It's not, as much as I hate to say it, it's not just men that are doing dirt, you know?
Yeah.
Ugh. That's horrible. I literally am just like, because all I had seen was just like these beautiful pictures of this gorgeous couple. I didn't really know them.
Same. Yeah.
You know, I don't watch YouTube, so I would have never known about that if you didn't tell me. And, you know, they've been engaged almost 2 years. And it's like, oh, well, never mind.
Yeah. It's just so unfortunate because one, everyone deserves to be shitty and mediocre. You shouldn't have two countries worth of people depending on you for representation. And it sucks because our representation is so minimal that it like becomes a whole thing for all of us.
Ugh.
So yeah, people are shook, baby.
Oh, thank you for explaining it to me. I knew that you would be able to.
Yeah, and I, like I said, I hope I didn't offend anyone like with my comparisons. Like to me, it's just that we're so similar, and that is all.
Well, and I mean, like, in general, even if you want to speak on just, like, a human level, humans are more similar than they are different. So when you're taking in, like, such a, like, I don't want to say small geographic area, but, like,
such a close.
It's, like, close. Yeah, I'm like, because it's not small. That wasn't the right word. But, yeah, like, it's, like, and it, when you have, like, extremely close geography, it's just, like, part of human history that when you have close geography, you're gonna have similarities, even if you know other forces have made those similarities not be discussed as much, you know.
Exactly.
Again, goes back to England.
Yep,
it always does.
Shout out to England. You know, I may be narrow too, but anyway, this is not a history podcast, we don't need to talk about it. This ain't even Miss Marvel, so we really don't
imagine if this was a history podcast.
Honestly, what do you mean? We are historians, obviously.
It'd be like, you know, the people who go to, like, when they don't understand things, they're like, hey, ChatGPT, can you explain this? Like, in a, like, they'll choose, like, a pop star, or, like, the one I saw was RuPaul. And they'd be like, hey, can you, Miss Magnets, can you explain this historical event to me, but in terms of celebrity cause?
Honestly, a vibe. That would take a lot of work.
That would be such a good podcast. Like, idea copyright Kirsten 2024.
Like, I think once a month we should actually do that because that would be hilarious.
It would be pretty funny. And well, we'll think about it.
Yeah, and I can definitely ask Karthik, who is the biggest history nerd I know, to like give us topics.
We'll ask him about the Roman Empire.
Correct. And then we'll be like, okay, great. Now
I saw a meme recently that was like history in school, and it's like someone crying sitting at their desk, and then it's like history as a hobby, and it's that scene from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia where Charlie has the murder board. And I was like, that's accurate. That's super accurate.
It's so true. Oh my god.
Okay, should we move on to our next story?
Yes.
So this is something, you know, we did queue up a little bit of this a couple months ago. That obviously Diddy's life is going to fall apart. The astrology said so.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the time when, you know, everything.
Yeah. Was this the time?
I think it started in November.
Oh, right.
And when Cassie, this is all like a carry on of that. Duh. Right. And so this is like, you know, allegedly Diddy has been doing a lot of sewing and now it is reaping season.
Yes.
Is how it seems. So yesterday, March 25th, I opened up Twitter to see all of these urgent breaking news bulletins that like I'm pretty sure it was Homeland Security.
Yeah.
Homeland Security was raiding Diddy's home in LA and in Miami. They had bi-coastal searches happening of two of Diddy's homes.
Yeah. It is crazy. Like, I just want people to know that, like, I feel that this doesn't happen to rich people that often.
It's not often that you see, like, a full-on, like, Homeland Security.
Correct.
And so, obviously, like, Diddy's lawyer is saying that, like, denying everything and saying, oh, like, there was an excessive use of force and hostility. And, like, I'm pretty sure we would know if, like, force had been used, but
correct.
I don't know. But he was not detained. He allegedly spoke to law enforcement. It's just a lot. Like, this is, I think, we're supposed to be related to the civil suit that was filed about a month ago regarding some human trafficking type allegations.
But the thing is, this is a long time coming. Be serious, everyone. We've been known.
Yeah, it's, again, an open secret in the industry about Diddy's, like, bad behavior.
And there's so much to it.
Yeah, like, this is not the Diddy deep dive. This is just kind of like, update, Homeland Security searches homes, and more is forthcoming. And we'll talk about it as the, like, as the story develops.
And then what's crazy, Kirsten, is that he has fled.
Well, and okay, that's my question. Do we even know if he actually has? Because his jet was tracked by one of the jet tracking sites to a country that doesn't have an extradition agreement with the States. Like, do we even know if it's real or not? Like, that's the thing. Like, he may have fled the country, but I don't. I was, like, worried that I was getting too swept up in it.
That's what I'm saying. I was worried because I was like, I don't need people to hit my hard drive because I'm looking up this stuff.
Like, actually, I didn't even really want to Google
him. Because we're going to
get the news stories.
The point is, he sucks. And they hopefully have got his ass. But the problem is he pulling a Russell Simmons and he's moved? That's the question.
Yeah, like, is he going to be like a Roman Polanski and just live out his life in another country?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hard to say. That.
Bring him back.
Yeah, I hope they bring him home. I hope he, you know, gets his day in court as he is, you know, legally allowed and should have. Mm-hmm. And I hope they get it right, because based on all of the stories in the industry, he needs to be found accountable for some of them.
And I hope they do it correctly, because this man rich. Okay.
Yeah.
And lawyers are going to, like, take your time. But don't F this up, people.
Yeah, get it right. The fact that they had such, like, a coordinated search leads me to believe that they are, like, very diligently building a case.
Yeah, yeah. They're not messing around.
So we'll see what happens next. The other kind of weird Diddy thing is that today it was announced that Diddy sold all of the shares of Revolt TV to a mystery buyer. They're saying it's still a Black-owned company, but we don't know who the new owner is. So I guess he also got a big influx of money. Interesting.
God. Of course. Of course. Oh, my God. Also, I can't help but giggle because the internet's biggest hater is, of course, 50 Cent. And he has started posting.
I wasn't sure if you were going to say 50 Cent or Azealia Banks.
Oh, you know what? Azealia Banks.
They might have a tie. They might be tied.
I think 50 Cent is just funnier because he just posts nonsense.
Yeah, no, he is very funny.
Yeah. And he posted this thing, said, like, did he do it? ? An original docuseries coming soon. I'm like, you just made that up.
But honestly, I see that coming.
Yeah. I mean, people have been asking for it. It's just so funny because, like, 50 Cent has just been posting. Then Jay-Z has been dragged into it by 50 Cent. And here's another thing why I think British suck. The British tabloids have jumped in and they're like, here's why Harry is involved.
Yeah.
Click the link.
I saw that headline as well, and I was like, this is stupid. Like, it's the type of thing where, like, when all of the Epstein documents got released, people would just, like, control F celebrity names, and it would be like, oh, this celebrity is mentioned in the Epstein list. And then you go and read the instance, and it's like, we asked this young girl who had been trafficked if she had ever met this celebrity, and she said, no, I've never met him. And it's like, okay, well, that's very different than how your headline is leading us to believe. So got to have a little bit of truth in advertising here, right? Some journalistic integrity.
Please.
A crumb. British Please. Tabloids were begging.
As if.
Yeah, they never will.
Oh, my God. But anyway, it's just, this is a very much a breaking news developing story. Yes. We talked about the Cassie stuff, so. Keep an eye out. I feel like in the next few months, it's going to get crazy.
Yeah, more will come and we will be here to cover it as it develops because we are first and foremost journalists.
Oh my God.
Okay. And then just like one kind of just to close the loop, because we talked so much about Kate Middleton over this past month, but we did ultimately get an answer as to what's going on. Well, I mean, we kind of got an answer as to what's going on. We know where Kate was, but there's no explanation for why the palace acted so ridiculous. But a video was released. It's Kate Middleton sitting on a bench, basically disclosing that after her surgery, there was obviously some sort of biopsy involved because that tissue tested to be malignant. And so she's now undergoing preventative chemotherapy. It's very much being presented as like, she's fine. This is just to make sure she's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, she has all of the best doctors in the entire world that money can buy. So hopefully she'll be fine. And I wish those resources will be given to everyone who suffers with cancer. Also, all of the headlines, like the British tabloids, again, speaking of, immediately were like back on board. And they're like, oh, Kate is leaning on Will during this difficult time. And it's like, Will wasn't even in the video with, like, I can't imagine. On
Will. Meanwhile, Will is nowhere to be found on the bench.
Like, can you imagine? Like, obviously, this is a situation where, like, an extremely public figure, but you have to make an announcement about your health and your and the way that everything turned into a media circus, allegedly to like protect your young children from finding out in an inappropriate way. And your husband's not even sitting next to you to hold your hand on the damn bench.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Exactly.
I also think that that argument is so silly because what? So it was okay for the kids to see everything about like their dad's alleged affair and all of these other conspiracy. Like, come on.
I can't. The thing is, and a few folks like were in our mentions too. So I just want to say, because the media has like turned it into like, don't y'all feel bad for talking about her? Here's the thing. Who should feel bad? Their communications team.
Yeah. Like, I feel like an asshole for some of the things we said on the podcast, but I also know that we would have never had that discussion if the palace's like PR machine had worked in an appropriate way. So, like, if she had just been quietly gone until after Easter, sure. That's one thing. That's what they said was going to happen. People will speculate, but we would have moved on. But when they come in with that Photoshop and all this crazy stuff, and then they blame it on her, obviously they created a media circus.
Exactly. That's what I'm not understanding. Like, the media is so, the British media is so quick to turn on things. And why are people falling for it? That's what I don't understand. Because not once have we, like, wished anything bad on her. Like,
no, and we literally said the most likely explanation is she's having surgery and she'll be back after Easter.
Yep.
And we won't know until then, right? Like, we didn't genuinely, like...
We've been dragging everyone else.
The period.
Yep.
And so hopefully everything's okay. And yeah, I do feel like a bit of an asshole for some of what we said on the podcast. But also, we didn't have all this information at the time, right? It's pretty different feeling like an asshole in hindsight when we were just kind of partaking in
what my boyfriend told me was QAnon for white women.
I mean, he's not wrong.
I was like, hey, there's women of color too.
Oh my god, I'm here all one of me. No, I'm just kidding, literally everyone is talking.
It was literally global. Like, it got to the point where even like the men wanted to know what was going on, literally. So,
okay, I told Karthik that he has to start paying me a subscription because you don't get mess for free.
So true. And he can send me my portion of the mess management subscription too.
Because I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah,
like,
and that's the just thing too, everyone. Oh, her expectation of privacy, like, this is literally like the next Queen of England. The expectation of privacy goes out the window in that position. Isn't that what they all said to Meghan and Diana? I don't understand. Yep.
And not only that, fine, give her the privacy. Why are you AI editing her?
Exactly. Like, and blaming it on her. Stay firm and say, Kate is recovering from surgery, as we said. You'll know when we know, like, you'll know when it's time to know, deal with it. Or if they had been a little bit more transparent, like they have been with Charles, no one is speculating about Charles' cancer because it's like, okay, we know what's going on. It's not interesting. It's just like, wish him well.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Anyways, that's the update. I didn't think I was going to get that mad talking about it, but no, yeah, here I am. should we talk about a few more
things? I just wanted to talk about the Max Verstappen thing because we did get tagged in it, and I've been looking literally this whole time on Twitter and I cannot find you, so I'm so sorry I can't give them the credit who like brought this story to us.
I don't think I got tagged in this.
Yeah, you did. It was because you asked them like for info, remember? And then they gave us.
Yes, this was a little while ago.
Yeah, I just can't remember. Yeah, so I'm really sorry, everyone. And especially to our messenger, who I can't credit for this. But anyway, this is not the current Max Verstappen news, but that's the reason why I remembered to bring this up again. So what I'm talking about, of course, is Max Verstappen, for folks that don't know, is an F1 racer, and he races with Red Bull. And not only that, he is like number one. He's always number one in in every F1 race. And it's like very much no one's beating him. Period. All right. That's Max Verstappen. And I think with that comes a lot of pull because of his, you know, success. So his dad finally ends up giving some remarks because there is some issues because this guy named, I think, Christian, yes, Horner, over at Red Bull. All right. There is so much drama with him. And he has caused, he used to be a driver, but now is high up at Red Bull, or was. And because now he's unemployed.
Oh, no.
So, yes. So anyway, he used to be the Red Bull team principal. And it's crazy because he got into a bunch of trouble. People are like pissed at him. They're just like, you know, you're acting a certain way. And there's a lot of like allegations. I'll just say that.
Oh no.
Yeah. And yeah, it's nuts. So if you look up his name with Google Drive, because they were trying to like, they were saying, okay, you know, he didn't do it. It's fine. Like, let him be, blah, blah, blah. Right. And of course, these are female related coworker issues, if you know what I mean. Yes. So, of course, people are like, blah, blah, blah. This is horrible, you know, but maybe it's not true. You know, everyone, like, maybe people are trying to, you know, like, you know, plant stuff on him, trying to, you know, make him look bad, blase, blase, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, somehow, somewhere, someone leaks a full Google Drive of all the messages between him and a female coworker.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there might be some pictures, if you know what I mean.
Oh, no. I suspect I know what you mean.
Yes. And this was, of course, emailed to a bunch of journalists, hundreds of journalists. And people are calling it Google Drive to Survive, which is really funny.
Not Google Drive to Survive. That's very clever. That's extremely clever.
Yeah. So anyway, I have not read the messages and truly I don't care to. I just think this is so nuts because all his messages, like, you know, someone at Red Bull or F1 was fed up with this man. And they just
the amount of fed up you have to be with someone to release a full Google Drive
of all their WhatsApp messages.
Like, that, like, oh, I, there are people in this world in my life that I would consider a nemesis.
Mm-hmm.
I would consider that I don't like them at all, that I still wouldn't be bothered to put in this level of effort to, like, take them down. Like, to me, I'm just like, life will get them eventually. It's not my job to actually take someone down. This is a lot of work.
Yes. So he does get cleared by the team. And then here's where Max Verstappen's dad comes in.
Not his dad.
Yes. And he said, there's tension here while he remains in the position. This team is in danger of being torn apart and it can't go on the way it is. Please hold on to this. It will explode. Interesting, Kirsten, that he said it will explode.
Oh, no.
Because guess what happened this weekend to Max Verstappen's car?
No.
Yeah.
This is relevant to the Diddy story, too.
Again, I couldn't believe it. Twitter was going crazy because this last week was the Australian Grand Prix. And all of a sudden, right, people are like, oh, my God, Max Verstappen is, like, getting beat. What's going on? This is crazy. This is crazy. Blah, blah, blah. Then you hear Max Verstappen being like, no, like, something is wrong with my car. And then it's weird because I think it starts smoking.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So wait, so they think someone did something to his car?
No. I'm just saying this is interesting. That is all. Because, again, this is conspiracy theory. But all I'm saying is, if that comes out, and Red Bull still wants to keep, you know, Christian in his position because they're just like, you know, he's been cleared by the team. And 24 hours later, right, this Google Drive comes out, calling their decision into question. Then Max Verstappen's dad, right, says all this. But everyone else is like, you know, even Max says he's been an incredible boss, you know, from the performance side of things. You can't question that. Max Verstappen's like, oh, I'm going to focus on the sport, blah, blah, blah. And Red Bull, of course, said there's no issues. The teams are united. We're focused on racing. And now Max Verstappen, just like, I think two days ago, had to retire from the race. So it's just, it's weird. It's weird. And again, the correct line of theory is that it just happens. This happens all the time. It happened to Lewis Hamilton multiple times. Like, I know that. I just personally find this to be nuts. That's all.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, it's sometimes it's fun to speculate when stuff is crazy.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that you actually believe things, you know? That's okay. That is wild. Because it just seems, honestly, like the universe has it out for him at this point.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's the thing. Life will get him every time.
Yeah. And I can't remember. Maybe I should look that up. Like, who won the Australian? Because it might be the other Red Bull driver that won.
Well, listen, this is not an F1 podcast.
Yeah, please, y'all.
Okay, this story was all over the place
at the start. Because, like, I needed to gather all my thoughts because I knew all of them. But, like, anyway, no one's mess magneting on the internet for F1. Sure,
unfortunately.
I'm sure they are.
Until us right now.
Okay, yeah. So.
Wow.
Is this guy? Yeah, I don't know what team he plays for. Racing driver. Why doesn't it say what team he's with? Like, that should be the first thing.
Our messenger who recommended we talk about this.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Can you please provide us with further context? Because the internet is not helping you.
Oh, it's your Ferrari. We're good. Okay. Carlos, I can't say his last name. I said Verstappen correctly. Okay, leave me alone. But yeah, he's a Ferrari. So yeah, Red Bull did not get first.
Okay.
Ferrari, two Ferrari drivers and McLaren. Red Bull, yeah, Sergio, I know him because I'll be hearing his name too damn much. He came in fifth.
Okay. So,
yeah, Red Bull in trouble. Not Lewis Hamilton coming in 18. And Max Verstappen. Oh, but they both did not finish. Sorry. That's why. Because Max Verstappen, of course, was after him at 19. So, yeah, it's nuts because Max Verstappen is number one in F1 and has been for a while.
Not anymore.
Yeah, he's a 2021, 2022, 2023 world champion.
Wow.
And he's only 26.
So do you think this is like corporate espionage?
Y'all decide.
It could be. We don't know. Yeah. That's a legend.
Yeah. Sorry it started a little shaky, this update. But anyway, hope people could follow.
We did what we needed to do. It's fine. Yeah, it's okay. Fine. Well, that's that. Before we move into our anonymous, I just wanted to remind everyone, yes. Cowboy Carter comes out this Friday. Get ready to stream.
Can I just say something so cute?
Please.
So my mom's favorite song used to be Single Ladies. Interesting, I know. Just a toxic queen like me. So I randomly played Texas Hold'em, because I think I've told y'all on this podcast before that my mom goes line dancing.
Yes.
So,
I also want to wait, just while we're talking about that, someone had messaged me with a big article about the evil white supremacy roots of square dancing. And I just want to be clear to people that square dancing and line dancing are not the same thing.
Yes.
Line dancing probably also has evil roots, but it's not the same as square dancing.
Cool. Thank you. Oh my god, that's so funny to me. I don't know why. But yes, so basically I play Texas Hold'em. Why did she teach me a whole load dance to it?
I love that.
Yeah,
I can teach you a line dance to Cadillac Ranch. That's the only one I know.
I like that. Yeah, I'm down. I only know the electric slide because that's what they taught me in Nashville. Granted, I was very under the influence, so that he did teach us Texas Hold'em, but
you're fine.
I'm not there.
And
I think I posted on my Instagram being like, I don't know what's going on.
You said if anyone saw videos of you dancing, no, you didn't.
Yeah. So. Well, that was for the honky tonk, and you definitely did not see those videos.
Amazing. Okay. Do we want to do an anonymous?
Yes, please. Let's do it.
Amazing. Okay. Our anonymous. Our messenger says, a little over a year ago, I matched with Blake on a dating app. Our messenger had just gotten out of a long-term situationship, where the biggest tension was the other guy not making our messenger a priority and being unwilling to commit.
Yeah.
Okay. But Blake was completely different. He took her out several times a week, texted her daily, and wasn't afraid to be vulnerable and supportive. Sounds a little love bomby to me, but it's okay. However, there were a few distinct lifestyle differences between them, so it made it pretty clear it would never last long term. They broke up after a few months. They stayed in touch, though, of course, as with situationships. Or no, with Blake. Never mind. This isn't a well. It does seem kind of situationshipy now. So they stayed in touch. They made out more than a few times, and they even gave each other perspective on problems that the other was facing. Our messenger got back on dating apps, went on dates, but never got feelings as in-depth as she had for Blake.
Oof.
Okay. So about a week before this was submitted, which is a little while ago, Blake blocked our messenger on Instagram, Snapchat, and her phone number, completely out of the blue. They had not made out in over a month. They had not spoken in several days. She doesn't know if something else was going on in his life, maybe a new girl or what. Literally no clue why he did this.
Okay, what the hell?
I just say he shouldn't have been able to block you. You should have blocked him first.
Yes. Well, let me not get started on that.
So her messenger discovered that she was blocked before even getting out of bed for the day. She started her day on a pretty low note. She even considered canceling a coffee date that she had booked that afternoon, but she decided to still go. She was so glad she did because it was the best first date that she had had in a year. They ended up sitting in the coffee shop for over 2 hours and I felt like no time at all had passed. The connection was super strong. She's really excited to see where it goes. So that's cute.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
So that
I'm so trepidatious with this.
This is like it's a thing where we probably wouldn't have been in this situation, but it's still fun and messy. So yes. That evening, our messenger decides to be petty and she makes a TikTok.
As you should.
The general gist of the TikTok is like, wow, on the day my last real romantic connection blocked me, I had the best first date of my life. Like, some things are meant to be, that type of vibe.
Oh.
Okay, we take it to social media.
Mm-hmm.
So 10 minutes after posting that TikTok, she gets a message on TikTok from Blake.
Mm-mm.
Not referencing her video.
And no.
Just a funny video he knew she would like.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
Yep.
So
our messenger was so annoyed at him for either A, seeing her video and not acknowledging it, or B, not seeing it, but thinking that he could still message and connect with her on TikTok after blocking her in 3 other locations.
That part.
So she replied just by sending the TikTok that she had made about him and he blocked her there within the hour.
Oh, you won.
Yeah. At first I was like, oh, come on, girl, stand up.
Yeah. And you have me in the
she
first
stands up at the end.
Yeah. The thing is, when you get blocked, this is the only time I'll allow for you to get blocked.
Yeah. Because she like basically asked to be blocked.
Yeah, that's exactly. So I like that. That was really funny. And I'm grateful that that is the end. But what happened with the date?
We don't know. So
messenger, please.
It went well. I worry our messenger might be, you know, prone to love bombing. So I just hope that it was actually just good and that they're like together and super happy.
Yeah. Or with someone else. It don't matter.
Yeah, or with someone else, just or having fun being single, whatever. As long as our messenger is happy, that's what matters to me.
That part. I love it.
Yes. So that's it. That's our episode for the week. Look at us go.
We made it. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this like crazy one.
Yeah, neither of us are at our best. Sasha was on a plane today.
Thank God it wasn't
a Boeing, or if it was a Boeing.
It was on like, United. It's going to SFO.
Oh, my God. Well,
literally triple whammy. But it's fine.
Literally, we're lucky Sasha's alive, let alone that we got a podcast today. OK.
Oh, my God.
So and I'm very sleepy and I have a really big pimple. So
no excuses. Listen, we're messy. OK.
Yeah. And it's who we are. And that's who we are.
That's it. Hope you enjoy. It everyone yes. And with that, don't forget to leave us a five star only review. All right, help us out and look forward to our live hopefully soon. And Kirsten, with that, where can the people find you?
Yes, so this week we dropped the final episode covering Tuca and Birdie over on Bojack Horse Pod. As well, I guested on the Lonely Boys podcast talking about Gossip Girl. That's going to be out this Friday. And I'm going to be on this week's eviction recap for Big Brother Canada. Mm-hmm. And you can follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. Sasha, what about you?
Yes. And of course, I am talking Below Deck over on the Bravo TV wrap-ups feed and on the Rob Has a Podcast YouTube channel. I wasn't there last week. Technical difficulties. So Jason Orch, my friend, talked with Chappelle about Below Deck. Honestly, still a funny show. So check that out. And of course, we'll be back on Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern. And I'm talking Love and Hip Hop still with Bryce over on the Purple Pants podcast. So check that out. And I will be guesting on the Free Agents podcast. I don't know if it's I'm assuming it's not a patron, or maybe it is first, but eventually it'll get dropped to everyone, where we're doing a season 40 cast draft. So check that out. And for everything else I'm doing, just follow me on Twitter at funsize_04. And thank you everyone for listening. Bye.